Many of us, you don't know that the prayer you are praying now, some of those prayers are handling some situations in October. Some handling some things in June. Handling some things in November. Some on handling things on the 28th of December. So we are settling the year before the time arrives. And I want to congratulate you. Even if you have not seen any result, you know, when Jesus was fasting on top of the mountain, nothing happened yet, apart from the transfiguration. It was when he stepped down from the mountain that there was a child that was convulsing, and then the power moved on the spot. And that power produced result. When he was on the 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain, it was as he descended from the mountain. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in those days the devil tempted him. So in case you have any form of confrontation here or there, just know that the devil is agitated because of what is about to happen with you. Am I communicating at all? But as he stepped down from the mountain in verse 14 of Luke 4, the Bible said he went in the power of the Holy Ghost and his fame spread abroad. Any testimony we have seen in the course of the fast is a shadow compared with what we are going to see as we descend from the mountain. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Quickly, today we shall be invoking the favor of God. The very sharp charge is the favor of God. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 5 and in verse 12, the Bible says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." One of the greatest blessings God can give a man is the blessing of favor. "Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor." If it goes straight like that, it makes sense. "Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor." One of the greatest blessings God can give a man is the blessing of favor. That blessing of favor was the making of Joseph in Egypt. Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 2, the Bible says, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian," verse 3. And the Bible says, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper." He found grace, and Joseph found grace. That is favor. If you jump to verse 21, we saw precisely where God was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. So a major bulk of the experience of Joseph in Egypt was the product of favor. The same favor was behind the making of Queen Esther. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, we saw how Esther was favor made. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Favor. The children of Israel, their journey in the land of Egypt, exit from Egypt, was a product of favor. I believe in Exodus 3, 21, in Exodus 11, verse 3, in Exodus 12, 36, you say, "I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass when you go, you shall not go empty." And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt. And then in chapter 12 and in verse 36, the Lord gave the people favor. So you say favor, favor, favor. Israel came out of Egypt and went into the promised land at the frequency of favor. Somebody is coming out of captivity today and going into your destiny because of favor in the name of Jesus. Now, what is the value of favor? What is the value of favor? Number one, the favor of God. See, there are things about favor that many don't understand, but there's one thing that we must understand, that the favor of God is a shield of protection and defense. That is, the favor of God upon a man can prevent him from being wasted before time. If God favors you, no one can kill you before your time. In Psalm 5 and in verse 12, it said, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will compass him as with a shield. You will bless him. And when the blessing of the Lord is upon anything," according to Isaiah chapter 55, 65 and in verse 8, he said, "Destroy him not, for a blessing is in it. Destroy him not, for a blessing is in it." And that blessing brings the favor that becomes a shield of protection. Don't forget it. If God has favored you, no one can waste you. No witch can waste you. No wizard can waste you. No force of darkness can waste you. So we are going to be invoking that favor tonight that guarantees our shield of defense and shield of protection. Number two, what is the value of favor? Favor gives access to possession. When God has given you favor, what is yours, you access what is yours. Access to possession. In the book of Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 23, he said, and of Naphtali, he said, "O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south." The favor of God causes you to possess what is yours. What God has promised you for 2026, favor steps you into it. In Psalm 43 and in verse 3, see, favor will give you inheritance without fight, without a fight. Without, he said, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. He said, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. That is, anyone here tonight who is currently struggling over a property that is yours, that struggle is over. In court, over what is meant to be yours easily is over. Favor gives you access to your possession. Number three, favor brings approval. Favor from God brings approval and acceptance to life on the earth. Favor from God brings approval. It brings acceptance. Where you have been a victim of rejection, a victim of rejection, that comes to an end when favor is happening. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, the Bible said, when it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, when it was her turn, when her turn was going to the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. Acceptance is your portion when you have favor. Somebody say aloud, amen. All right, number four, favor orders your steps and attracts relevant people into your life. It orders. When God favors you, you can easily be found at the right place at the right time. All of a sudden, things just fall in place. By favor, it just falls in place. Things fall in place. Things fall in place for people who have favor. When God was speaking to Moses, Moses said, "How do I go about this assignment?" In Exodus chapter 4, verse 14b, God said to Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in heart. I am sending you now, I have given you the favor to serve me. But you are telling me you can't speak, you can't do this or that. I have already worked the system out. Your brother who can speak is coming to meet you. You are not aware, but I'm aware. And I organized it to be so." Do you understand what I'm saying? When the favor of God is upon you, things fall in place. They fall in line. You meet whom you are meant to meet. You step where you are meant to step in. That is why we trust the Lord for favor tonight. Now, what is the secret? What is the way of favor? Psalm 103, verse 102 verse 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Pleasure in the stones of Zion, favoring the dust of Zion. What is the way of favor, number one? Pleasure in God and in his cause on the earth. Pleasure in God and pleasure in the cause of God in the earth. When you take pleasure in God, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Pleasure in God. Pleasure in his cause. I think that was Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, thereabout. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Pleasure in God. When you are genuinely pleased with God, 16:7, he maketh even his enemies, that's favor, to be at peace with him. Pleasure in God. Pleasure in God and in his cause in the earth. Number two is favor towards God and his house. They take pleasure and they favor the dust thereof. When you favor God, when you favor Zion, what men sow, they reap. When you demonstrate favor in your service to God, demonstrate favor in your, that's still Psalm 102, verse 14. When you demonstrate favor in your service to God, in your givings, in your releases, you are provoking favor from God. Number three, wholehearted worship and praise. They were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. So a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise, a heart of worship will activate favor from heaven. When you have a heart that is thankful, when you have a heart that is praiseful, when you have a heart that is worshipful, you activate favor from heaven. I welcome you into a season of favor like never before. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I know you may be tired and hungry from the fast, but lift up your hands and appreciate him, everyone. Let's go.
Japoko bagada laga bagada laga dagadas. Emako peke poko bagada laga da bagada dagadas. Jopate legebo manogodo balagadas adaya. Inko pate sekete pralago bagadas.